This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, if you're back, no problem. If you're back, if you want to take a look at the Rush in the back of the Gemara, because the Gemara said that where do we learn out that one has to divorce their wife after 10 years of infertility? We learn it out from Abraham that at the end of 10 years of living with Sarah, he married Hagar. But then the Gemara said, "Lelamedcha." This teaches you that the years living in Chutz Aretz do not count. Now that's a pella. The simple way of reading the Gemara is, if a couple lived in New York, and lo yaleinu, they did not have children, then this halacha would not apply and dictate that the husband has to divorce the wife, as the Gemara says, that the years of Chutz Aretz do not count, because we could say it's not because you're infertile, it's because you're violating the sin of living outside of the Holy Land. That is the opinion of the Ra'avan. Let me see if I could pull that up for you. I photocopied that before. Let me just get that up. That is the opinion of the Ra'avan, that this din does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. Okay. Share a screen. Here we go. Beautiful. So, look in the Ra'avan. The Ra'avan says, it's on your screen, Vahani mili be'eretz Yisrael. This whole din applies in the Holy Land. Avo b'chutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, kivon de'amri, once the Gemara says, Lelamedcha, this comes to teach you, She'ein yeshivas chutz la'aretz oyla aloy min aminyan, that living in the Holy Land does not count. Nirali, it would seem to me, de'ein kaifin, we do not force couples outside of Israel to get divorced, because not because they're infertile, it's because they're wicked. They don't live in Israel. Okay? So that is the opinion of the Ra'avan, and as well as other Rishonim. I'm going to tell you who else holds that way. That is the opinion of the Ravya and the Hagois Maimoni. Fine. Comes the Rush. Can I trouble you if you have a Rush in the back of your Gemara? The Rush is Simen Yud Beis. It's Parak Shishi, Simen Yud Beis. The Rush says, V'yesh Roitzim Oymar, there are some Rishonim who want to say. So again, this is the Rush, Parak Shishi, Halachi Yud Beis, V'yesh Roitzim Oymar, there are those who want to say, the Haidina, the Shah Ima Eser Shanim, the din that one has to divorce their wife after 10 years, Einoy Noyeg B'chutz La'aretz, does not apply in the Holy Land. The Talinan Ba'oinesh Diras Chutz La'aretz, we suspend it and hinge it on the sin of living outside of Eretz Yisrael, Kida Ashkechan Gabe Avraham, like we find by Abraham, She Yeshivas Chutz La'aretz Loi Olo Loi Min Aminyan. Avraham didn't marry Hagar in Chutz La'aretz. So some Rishonim hold this din does not apply outside of the land of Israel. And the Rush summarily dismisses this view, saying it's completely unreasonable to say that one would not have to divorce their wife if they live in Chutz La'aretz, as if you live in Chutz La'aretz, it's such a grave sin that maybe that's why one did not have children. Because the Rush says 99.9% of couples in Chutz La'aretz have children. So what kind of rationale would it be that if someone lives in Chutz La'aretz, he wouldn't have to divorce his wife because maybe it's because of the sin of Chutz La'aretz? Says the Rush that v'loy mistaber klal lahoyres kain, it's not reasonable at all to pask in this way, sheyivatel adam miperi verivya, that someone should lose out on puruvu besvara ru'a zua because of this weak svara. The chazinan, because we see ruba de inshi shaparan veravin b'chutz la'aretz, the majority of people procreate outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ula echad mine elef shaloi zacha libanis meisha achas. You're going to say the one out of 1,000 that's not zoicha to have children from this one woman. Oh, you know why? Nisulai ba'inish dios chutz la'aretz apadim veravivya. We're going to say it's because of the sin of chutz la'aretz. So therefore, you don't have to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's absurd. 99.9% of couples have children in Chutz Aretz. So the guy who doesn't, you're going to say, you know why? It's because of Chutz Aretz. Maybe it's because he can't have children. Maybe it's because she can't have children and he should get remarried. The other thing is, this whole sugya, all these rabbis talking over here, where do you think they live? These are Israelis. These are all Babylonian rabbis. So why, if this din did not apply in Babylon, why are they so busy with this subject? The gam kalelu amaram de bavel de shakvitari b'haydina kulan levnei it's a shalotav shakvitari. Why are you learning this sugya? It's for our cousins in Israel. Come on, why are they spending so much time? It's not relevant to them. V'loy lohem, and Rab Abba Bar Zavda who said, if I would merit. Havali mi kamaisa mi bavel, hava di akim pirkdor of huna. So you'll ask if it's unreasonable to say that one doesn't have children because of living in Chutz Aretz. So why did the Gemara say that for Avraham the years in Chutz Aretz don't count? I thought it's not reasonable to attribute a lack of children to being in Chutz Aretz. The answer is it's not reasonable for most people, but for Abraham, who is specifically commanded, get out of Chutz Aretz and go to Israel. So for him, that maybe it's because of his sin of being in Chutz Aretz. Umashalei also Avram Yeshivas Chutz Aretz. If he should see v'lo yamakim lech lecha me'atzcha el aretz asher areka. So you say, huh? But he went, didn't he? Listen to this Rush. It says the Rush when Avram was told lech lecha. V'nis'atzel, he was lazy. V'loy halach, he didn't go. Why? Listen to this. How old was Avram Avinu by the Bris Bein Habesarim? Avram was 70 years old by the Bris Bein HaBesarim. Where did the Bris Bein HaBesarim take place? In Israel. And how old was Avraham when he went to Haran? He was 75. What happened? Avraham at age 70 went to Eretz Yisrael. Then he went back to Haran. And God said, Go to Israel! Why'd you leave? And Avram didn't go right away. He waited until he was 75 years old. So, the bottom line is, the Rush is of the opinion that this halacha applies in Chutz Aretz as it does in Eretz Yisrael. And you cannot hinge and say, well, if somebody is living in Chutz Aretz and he doesn't have children, he doesn't have to divorce his wife. He absolutely does. And those years count. And if he waited 10 years and he didn't have children, don't blame it on living in Chutz Aretz. So far we have two shittos in the Rishonim. We have the shitta of the Ra'avan that this din does not apply in Chutz Aretz. And we have the opinion of the Rosh that it does apply in Chutz Aretz. And there's a third opinion, who Reb Chaim Knievsky sort of advises based on. And I'll say it outside and then I'll show you quickly inside. Do you see my, you see this? What's going on here on my home screen? You see the Ramban now? Yeah, okay. The Roshito Saramban is like this. If somebody is living in America and they're married for 10 years without children, the halacha dictates they have to get divorced. However, what if the husband says, I don't want to get divorced. Let's go to Israel. Oh, you want to go to Israel? Then the shot clock starts again. In other words, of course the halacha applies to Chutz La'aretz as well. That in Chutz La'aretz, one would have to get divorced because if somebody doesn't have children, then we don't blame it on the sin of living in Chutz La'aretz. However, if the person wants to make the move and go to Eretz Yisrael, then we say perhaps now in the zechus of living in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be zoicha to have children in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to get divorced. So the Ra'avan holds, the din doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. If somebody's married in Chutz Aretz, they don't have children, they don't have to divorce their wife. The Rosh says it applies equally in Chutz Aretz. And if we could take a look at this Ramban over here, let me just try to make it bigger somehow. The Ramban says, look where my arrow is. Umistabro nami da'afilu b'chutz aretz mafkinon ze mafkinon. It's mistaber in chutz aretz, he would have to get divorced. Ze nusach divei harav zal. V'lo hutzrich l'chol ze, ali yeshomer shemisha sham ishtai b'chutz aretz. U'baloi la'aretz, someone who lives as a in chutz aretz. And then he comes here to Israel. Ein yeshivas chutz aretz oy l'loi min aminyan. Living in chutz aretz doesn't count. Maybe the merit of Eretz Yisrael will stand for him. But if someone who just lives in Chutz Aretz and doesn't want to leave, then after 10 years he would have to get divorced. Now we mentioned, and I'm going to close with this section, that this halacha does not seem to be practiced b'zman hazeh, that we don't usually find that if unfortunately a couple is not blessed with children, that they get divorced after 10 years. So the Rama in Evan Ezer Simon Aleph, he writes, Bizman Azeh, the Mechaber says, Misha Avrol of Esrim Shana, the Rama says, even though the Shulchan Aruch says, if someone is 20 years old and they don't want to get married, we force him. Nowadays, Bezin does not force a young man to get married. Furthermore, v'chein mishalai kiyin peraverivyo ubali sa'isha she'ena basbanim kugayna akara aiketana, we don't force them. Basically, the Rama says that nowadays, we don't meddle around in people's personal marriage. And the source of the Rama quotes the Rivash. The Rivash gives a number of reasons. He says, if we're going to start mixing around and people shaduchim and say, oh, you're married 10 years and you don't have children, then it's going to cause a lot of strife and arguments and fighting. And basically we have no alternative other than to turn away and ignore it. Furthermore, again, there are some Rishonim that say this does not apply in Chutz Aretz. A third reason, it's found in the Gemara Bava Basra on Daf Samach Amud Beis, that the Gemara Bava Basra says, we're in such a bad predicament in Galus. Really, we should decree upon ourselves not to get married. But we can't be Goyzer, a Gzera on the Tzibur that the Tzibur can't handle. In other words, really? We're in such a despicable, demoralizing situation, we should just stop getting married and that will be the end of the Jewish people. But who could handle such a thing? But says the Rivash, if somebody, Bizman Hazeh, is married without children, we're not going to force them to get married because anyway the ideal in the Golos is that we should remain without marriage. The bottom line is, Rav Moshe Sternbach also adds another possibility that maybe the cause of the infertility might be a different sin of the man, of Hoitzah Zer Levatola, but the bottom line is that Bizman Hazeh, this halacha is not enforced for a number of reasons, but according to the letter of the law, one who's married 10 years, the Gemara says it's definitely time to assert oneself to try to see what could be done to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Peruvu. Okay, Rabbi Issa, thank you very much for joining tonight. Bracha v'atzlacha, have a great night. And we'll see you tomorrow night, Be'ezus Hashem. Kol Tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.